So I want to ask you, how are you feeling right now? Pretty good? Yeah? How can you not? I mean, maybe if you had a kid up there, you might have been a little worried on edge about what was going to happen, but it was beautiful. It went well. So were you able, though, for those 20 minutes, other than watching your kid if you had one, were you able to put all the other distractions aside? Were you able to focus on the message, focus on Jesus for that amount of time? Now, I'm going to invite you now to consider some of the things that distract us from that focus. For kids, it may be the glowing screen, or the latest new game, or the sugar-filled treats. For adults, well, it's the glowing screen and the latest games and the sugar-filled treats, right? And the feelings of guilt and disappointment and anxiety that so many of us experience this time of year. As adults, we have so much to think about. What's going on in the world right now? What's happening in our family? And what's going on with our most significant relationships? On this Christmas Eve, what are you anxious about? What do you hope for? What do you regret? What are you anticipating? This is the season that we call the most wonderful time of the year, and yet for so many of us, this is perhaps the most stressful time of the year. Why is that? It's so easy for us to get wrapped up in creating the perfect Christmas experience. We want to find that perfect gift. We want to find that thing that will express adequately how we feel about someone. We want to make the most delicious food. We want to decorate our homes and make them beautiful and welcoming. Not really for ourselves. It's not for ourselves that we do these things. We do them out of love for others. But we fall into the trap of, if I just stay up for one extra hour, or bake one more batch of cookies, or spend just a few dollars more over my budget, we can make Christmas somehow better. What we really need, what would actually make a difference, is if we were to shift our focus. When we shift to focusing, as the kids told us, on Jesus, all of that other stuff seems less compelling. It seems smaller. Jesus is the perfect gift. Love personified. In these next few hours of Christmas Eve celebration, we will sing carols, we will share meals and exchange gifts. And as you do all of those wonderful things, picture Jesus here among us, loving us, teaching us how to love. And the truth is that on Christmas Eve, if there's any time of year that we can picture Jesus among us and feel his presence, it's on Christmas Eve. But what about when Christmas is over? How do we carry that awareness of Jesus' presence with us? Well, next Sunday, as you know, is New Year's Day, and we are going to begin the new year here with a blessing of families. So we will make a public affirmation of our call to love one another as Jesus has loved us. And then a week after that, so 2 weeks from now, we'll have an artist, Paul Oman, here, and he'll be painting live in worship. So we're going to have a giant canvas here, and he's going to create a work of art, and that canvas will be brought to life, and the Word of God will be brought to life. These are two opportunities for us to grow in love for Jesus and then to grow in love for one another. What other opportunities will you have? The thing about this is that the more we practice looking for Jesus and finding his presence among us, The more we practice it, the more opportunities we find. And the more chances we have to personify love, to become love, and proclaim love through our words and actions. So tonight, focus on the celebration of God's unbounded love for us. Focus on God's presence with us. Focus on imitating Jesus, on loving as he has loved us. And you will have the perfect gift for everyone. Amen.